Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bud Sketchley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Rowe covering, for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harris scores. McNair moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe bunts in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sketchley moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins bunts towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. McCoskey moves to third. York moves to second. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-0 in the game. Rowe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-1 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sketchley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphries strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway bunts towards the mound. Rowe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCoskey. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. McCoskey steals second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Appling reaches second base with a double. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sketchley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 2 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 2 in the game. Rowe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey pinch hits for Mike Tresh. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 0 for 2 in the game. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Dickey now catching. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bloodworth. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Bloodworth steals second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. York reaches second base with a double. Bloodworth scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. QL moves to second. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sketchley strikes out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. QL moves to third. Appling moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. QL scores. Appling moves to third. Hoag moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Dario Lodigiani. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off York, and towards Bloodworth, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Appling scores. Hoag moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.